You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
If you've just tuned in, you're on 95BFM, and we've got author and journalist and teacher Laura Borrowdale in the studio. Morena, Laura, how are you?
I'm very well, Rachel. Thank you very much.
Hey, it's awesome to have you up here. People might know you as the person who put together Aotearoa. Can you explain to us what Aotearoa is?
Aotearoa is an erotic literary journal. We look at erotic, that adjective, quite broadly. Mm-hmm. So it looks at sex, gender and sexuality in quite a broad scope. It's not just smut.
It's not just smut. That should be a good byline. And that started way back in 2016 and has really taken off. You get a lot of submissions for this journal, don't you?
We do. We're buoyed by having an Instagram following of nearly 150,000. So that,
wow,
that helps. But we do get a lot of submissions, and we wade through them on everyone else's behalf to find the good bits.
To find the good bits. Mm. You must have to sift out a few not so good bits as well, I'm sure.
Yeah, we get a few limericks, which have not yet, I'm not ruling out ever, but have not yet made it.
Have not quite
book.
Put the limericks no. in. I mean, I've just opened it on a page which has got a beautiful comic from Theo McDonald, who people on this show will know as one half of Sunday Painter, which is really, really cool. So this is awesome. There's some amazing art collected in here, and writing as well from lots of different people. Is it just from New Zealanders or is it from across the world?
No, it's global, but we do heavily prioritise New Zealanders. So most of the writing you'll see in there is New Zealanders, and as much Kiwi art as we can get. So the cover there is by a guy called Eddie Monotone, who's a bit of a favourite of mine. He makes some really cool graphic narrative work.
Yeah.
And there's some photographers from Dunedin and comic artists from all over.
Just like a great collection of awesome stuff being made from all over the place. But we're talking to you this morning about your own book,
yes,
which is being launched today at Strange Haven up on K Road.
That's right.
And it's called Sex, comma, with Animals.
Yes, and the comma's important.
Yes.
And it's a joke.
Yeah. You are allowed to laugh at it.
Yeah, I'm an English teacher, and so I have a special fondness for punctuation.
Yep.
And a good metaphor.
Yep.
Of which there are a number in here, and a lot of them are to do with animals.
So, awesome.
Really, the title's just a blanket descriptor of the book. Yes, it's about sex, and yes, there are animals.
And
not together,
separately. Yeah. In the same book.
That's right.
I think this is we were just talking off air about how these are beautiful objects as well. It's nice to be able to hold a physical journal. It's nice to be able to hold a physical book. It must be a really cool thing to be like, I made this. Look at this thing that I made. Be able to show it to people as well.
Yeah, some of the people I appreciate most in the world are actually my printers, who tolerate me going in and that touching paper and doing special print runs for me, or just doing little favours for me, because the books as objects has always felt really important to me. And I think as well because all the subject material is about bodies and about physical, tangible things. It's important that you have something that feels good in your hands at the same time.
Absolutely. Mm. And so this book, Sex, comma, with Animals, is kind of like exploring ideas about gender as well. Is that right? Is it kind of just a sort of a through line in there too?
Yeah, I guess it's about what it's like to be a woman.
Right.
So a lot of this started from my ideas that the sexuality we see in the mainstream is often very masculine, and women are often objectified, minorities are objectified, and there's not a really mainstream support of exploration of what it's like to be in bodies that aren't male ones.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's always been a preoccupation with the journal, and I guess because I'm a cisgendered straight white woman, that's what largely comes through in this book, my experiences of inhabiting that body.
And it must be an interesting thing, because as you said, you are an English teacher as well. Do you talk to your students about this kind of work that you do too, or is it kind of have a separate life? Yeah, I was going to say, it must be quite a separate thing.
Yeah, I'm writing something about that at the moment, actually, about how the other thing I've been thinking about recently is that we really don't allow women to have multiple identities. So if there's a headline about me, traditionally it's been Kiwi mum does blah blah blah. So the fact that I'm a mother becomes a focus, the fact that I'm a teacher becomes a focus, but actually they're one part of me and this is another part.
Totally.
And they actually exist in quite separate spheres.
Absolutely. And I think we have that thing in New Zealand as well of being a small country where people, I don't know, feel maybe weird about having these conversations and allowing people to have these different lives outside of what their day job is, maybe, or what their, you know, one part of their identity is as well. I think that books like this are so important to read for young women, for young people as well, to be like, oh, the stuff that is in the media isn't necessarily all that it is, or necessarily what it is at all as well. How do you feel about things you read growing up or saw growing up?
Yeah, well, I guess there wasn't that much. Like, actually, when you read about sex, it's, as I say, either quite masculine often, or it's really romanticised, or it is that kind of really traditional, smutty kind of writing.
Mm.
You know, you've got throbbing members and you've got, you know, she fell into his arms kind of thing. And actually those...
Julie Cooper.
Yeah, that I don't know if they're useful. They set young, particularly women, up for experiences that they're not going to have.
Mm.
And why do we keep doing that to them? There's something really great about being able to validate your own experience by seeing it written somewhere else, and to be able to say, oh God, that's like what happened to me, or oh, it wasn't just me, this happens to other people as well.
Mm.
And I think that's a really important component of that. I also think if you're talking about with younger people, just being able to have a sensible conversation without getting giggly or hysteric, or you know,
going red and going very quiet.
And actually, I guess the other thing with that title is that I think there's a real humour inherent in sex.
Yeah.
Like, it's stupid.
Yeah. Bodies are weird.
Yeah, bodies are weird, and when you boil it down to what's actually happening,
it's pretty funny.
It's pretty funny. So, and it's only when you acknowledge that humour that you can go, right, okay, and now we'll get on with it.
Now we have a proper conversation. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Do you think that conversations around sex are slowly changing? Or
I do.
Yeah.
And that's really awesome. And I think conversations around bodies are changing as well. Especially recently, there's been so much upheaval in various parts of the world, and we're being really asked to evaluate the way we look at bodies and the way we look at bodies of different races and different genders. And I think that can only lead to good things.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this sounds like a really awesome book, Sex with Animals by Laura Borrowdale. And if people want to head along to Strange Haven tonight, they can do that. You're going to be there. Are you going to do some readings? Are you going to have a bit?
Yeah, no, I'm reading. I'm reading a book. I'm reading a story from the book called The Bull.
The Bull. Very exciting. Laura, it's an absolute pleasure to have you in the studio. Thank you for coming and chatting to us today.
Awesome.
And
thanks,
we'll see you at Strange Haven.
Cool.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.